You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Well, I thought this would be the day, and it is, except I thought it would be Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington, and that's what it should have been. Pirates just putting out a release. Manager Derek Shelton relieved of his duties. Don Kelly, who we all know, the bench coach, Pittsburgh guy, becomes the new manager, the interim manager. Although it doesn't say interim manager, or does it? It just says Don Kelly named manager. But either way, a lot of thoughts here, limits on Derek Shelton. Did a show with him for a number of years here. I truly believe that as a good man. I also believe he's a good baseball man. Just ill-fitted as a manager. Was not a good manager. Had nothing to work with. Let's be clear on that. Is third on the list of people for the debacle that is this current Pirates situation. Bob Nutting first by a million miles. Ben Cherington with plenty of blame as well. And then Shelton. I just don't think he was a very good manager in spite of what he had to work with. I mean, you still have to ask the question, given what he had to work with, was he good at what he did? I would say no, he wasn't here. There's also the fact of the coach or manager at the beginning of a rebuild, a total rebuild in sports, is very rarely the guy who's there at the other end when it gets good, if it gets good. And I don't know that it will anytime soon here. But he was fighting a losing battle from day one, being named manager for a team that had stripped it to the studs. Now, the fact that they sit here 6 years later, a sixth year later anyway, and they're worse than they were in year one, that's not his fault. What could a manager do? Make him five games better? That's a lot. I don't even know that many. They would still be horrible because of the owner and the GM to a lesser degree. And as I read the statement, I'm putting myself in the shoes of a Pirate fan, and I'm sorry, but it's outrageous to me that the first quote on the team-issued statement comes from the general manager, who also should have been fired today. Why does he get the quote and obviously the decision sort of attributed to him? Derek worked incredibly hard, sacrificed a lot over 5+ years. Says Cherington, he's an incredibly smart, curious, and driven baseball leader. So another weird quote from Ben Cherington, of which there's many. Curious? He was a curious manager? Somebody needs to write for him. Somebody needs to tell him that whatever he says, whenever he says it, isn't what people want to hear. And the fact that he is the first person quoted before the owner on the firing of the manager is ridiculous. This should have been a double firing. Should have been a package deal. It's Charrington and Shelton together who came in to execute a rebuild and who failed miserably. And yes, it's the owner's fault. I get that. Always. I don't need to see a Ben Charrington quote on here implying that, oh, you know, this was his decision. We'll move forward. He got to choose the replacement. No, he should at the very least be on high notice right now. They should have put out a statement without Charrington's name on it. It should have had a quote from Nutting mentioning that Kelly's going to be the manager, maybe a quote from Nutting on Kelly. I don't want to hear or see anything from Ben Charrington right now. He shouldn't be here.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
For the 8 trillionth time, this is the owner's fault. If you're listening right now, if you're watching on our YouTube channel, you know that. We've been over it for, I mean, I've written more about Bob Nutting in a quarter century in this town than any other sports figure. And maybe one of those columns out of probably 300 has been complimentary. That was probably one too many. So we all know that. But as we were talking about earlier in the show, I wrote for the Post-Gazette today that Ben Charrington is the single worst general manager in the history of Pittsburgh sports across 201 combined seasons for the Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers. There have been 44 general managers. You could very well make a solid case that Ben Charrington is the worst ever in this city. Why is he still here? Why is he the guy that gets first word on the team statement? And for those of you who say, well, he's not got nothing to work with either, there's just such a simple reply to that that negates it, which is Neil Huntington had the exact same constraints, attempted to execute the exact same plan of a total rebuild, and did it. He did it. He won under Bob Nutting. He made the full rebuild under Bob Nutting. He got the Pirates to the playoffs 3 straight years. This guy is on his way to a fourth, what should be really, a fourth 100-loss season. There's not one Ben Charrington-developed player in this lineup who's any good. Not one in year six. And he's the guy giving us the statement on Shelty? Why is he still here, Limits? That's my main question with the news that Derek Shelton has been fired. And it also almost feels merciful with Shelton here. I mean, this was getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
It was. And it's a move that needed to happen. It's a move that I'm surprised did not happen before the start of this season. But the fact that They've been swept twice in a row. They're on a 7-game losing streak. They needed a change. They needed a shift. They needed to show a sense of urgency. And typically the manager is always the first domino to fall. And we're seeing it right now.
Would you agree it needed to be a package deal?
I do. I think it would have been better to completely shake up the entire thing. I don't know how much weight the owner puts on, well, we want to have these guys, scouts, everybody in place for the draft, instead of completely blowing it up right now on May 8th.
Why would you want that? Why wouldn't you want that?
I would literally
rather have you running the draft than this guy again.
And there's still time for them to have been able to do that. I mean, we're in May. The draft's in what, a month plus? They could still reevaluate with a different staff. I know how long that process goes. But the fact that, I mean, even just putting the numbers aside with what the winning percentage is, the fact that we're in year six and the record is the same and the management of what was the bullpen, the lineup was the same, and the fact that we were getting the same excuses over and over and over again, something had to change to put some source of just common sense back into this thing. Because I'm sure a lot of Pirates fans today are, they might have be looking at this and say, look, this is what needs to happen for the change. To me, it just even infuriates things more because it shows that what the last 6 years have been is an utter failure, and this is an admission of it.
This didn't go nearly far enough. That's what would have me outraged. Is it should have been the general manager too. 412-928-9370. We've now seen two of Pittsburgh's three coaches fired in a week. Mike Tomlin is the survivor here for now. And maybe forever, no matter what happens. But he's still here, the other two gone. So I would say finally on Shelton. And what about Charrington? How are they not a package deal? Bob Nutting also had a very interesting quote in the team release statement that we'll talk about. Your reaction to all this at 412-928-9370. We'll effort the Noah Constrictor who had the news on Twitter here. Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette. We'll do all of that coming up. Derek Shelton fired with one of the worst records in the history of Major League Baseball. For anyone who's managed this long, I think the stat is 700 games or more. There have been 216 men who have managed 700 games or more. His winning percentage is 214th.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.